Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Amber Westalbrick with the Amy Regional Library System.
There's always something fun going on at the library, so I'm just going to ask you, what's going on at the libraries?
Every day, Bruce. We have something going on every day.
Yeah.
And if we don't, you can at least come in and check out books and find out some information you probably didn't know that we do,
mm-hmm.
which is the number one thing we hear around town in all of the counties is, I had no idea the library did that.
So tell me some of the things that the library does that maybe I might not know.
Okay. So first off, did you know that we have story time every day? That may be something that you do know, excepting Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have story time programs at each of our libraries.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a baby program, Little Wigglers at Yancey Library. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that's on Thursdays, actually, at 10 o'clock. So at Avery Library, for instance, we have a gaming night. So once a week, we have ages 13 and up in the lower level of the library, and they meet for hours just until they're finished, but sometimes they're down there a really long time playing games. So we also have a gaming group at Spruce Pine Library,
mm-hmm.
and that's for teenagers to adults, and they meet once a week as well on Mondays.
Are we talking board games?
We are.
Or, I mean, we're not talking...
Mm-mm. We're not talking
video
devices. No.
So they play board games.
They do. Board games are really on the rise. Yeah.
Well, that's cool to know.
We have an after-school program at Spruce Pine Library.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Tell me about it.
So we have an after-school program that is STEAM. So instead of STEM, which you may be familiar with, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEAM also throws in the A in there. So we have art as well. So we do literature, art programs, as well as some science and mathematics, too. And that program is every other week at Spruce Pine Library on Wednesday from 3:30 to 5, and it's 8 to 12-year-olds. We have a great time over there, and we're growing every week. So.
And now, is this something you just come?
Yes, it is a drop-off program. So mm-hmm. we have some information for parents that they can pick up when they drop off their child. But it is strictly for kids. Yeah, you can take advantage of that. You can go have an hour and a half to yourself while your child is in a program at the library.
Nice and safe and lots of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, when is that's at Spruce Pine.
That's at Spruce Pine, and we do it every other week on Wednesdays. And all of this information that I'm throwing at you, all these programs,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is go to our website. So amyregionallibrary.org, click on our calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Click on calendar if you're on a mobile device. Click on events if you're on the full website. And you'll see our calendar, and I guarantee you will do a double take because of how many events we have at our libraries.
And just as a question, you don't care what school those children for that after school program comes to, so
no.
they could be actually not necessarily from the Spruce Pine schools. They could be from anywhere. As long as you want to come by Spruce Pine, they're welcome.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can call ahead to learn more information or to let us know your child is coming, or you can just drop in one day. And I would recommend, too, that you arrive a few minutes early. If I don't know you or your child, we can have a few minutes to get to know you and talk a little bit about the program. We also feed snacks, so we definitely feed the kids. That's
yeah.
a plus.
That's a plus. It's always like food.
We have kids from private school there, public
mm-hmm.
school, and homeschool kids. So it's a nice, diverse group of kids from all different backgrounds and all different schools. So,
well, that's neat to know that's there. That is one I didn't know you had, so that's pretty cool. So what else?
Oh, my goodness. So I would encourage you to look at Yancey Library and the crafternoons that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a lot of crafting. And when I go over there, the room is packed.
Ah.
Yeah, please check out all the crafternoons that they do at Yancey Library. That information is on the calendar, too. We have new programs starting, too, Bruce, mostly in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And please pay attention to that. We have a new Eco Explore program coming to all the libraries, which is sponsored through the Arboretum of Asheville and Grandfather Mountain. So those programs will be starting in the spring. We'll give everyone an introduction to botany.
Well, now then, that's cool.
Yes.
Man, there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yes, and then do not forget that we have e-books and audiobooks. So if you are a library card holder, you have access to so many books available through our system. It's called OverDrive, and the application that you get on your phone or your mobile device is called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. Apply, mm-hmm. and it is one of the simplest applications I have ever used, and I have 6 books on there currently and 3 on hold. So if you travel a lot, audiobooks are your go-to. So, yeah, I would encourage everyone to check out that. We also have NC Kids Digital, which we have lots of ebooks and audiobooks for kids.
Okay. So again, go to the library's website.
Yes,
and that
would
be
do.
A good place to kind of just look around and see what's available.
Absolutely.
And then if you have a question, just stop by the library that's nearest to you. There's one conveniently somewhere nearby.
Yes. And I would guarantee that any time you talk to a librarian, you will probably learn something you didn't know before.
Well, thank you for taking a minute to come talk to us.
And, sure.
And let us know as things go on. When you have time, stop by and update us, because there's always fun things going on with our libraries.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Our guest today, Amber Westall Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Amber, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.